Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am coming to you live with lots of love and just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me from all over the world today, and my declaration over your life today is that the best is yet to come. I also want to thank you for making the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio. Well, happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day to all of my listeners. I know that wherever you are, that you are celebrating this magnificent day. And, well, it is absolutely a spectacular, wonderful, warm day here in Atlanta, Georgia, on Easter Sunday. I am sitting at my desk looking out of my window at how beautiful the flowers are blooming, and it is just so wonderful today. As most of you know, I am a Christian, and I am grateful to God for my relationship with Him today and the powerful meaning of Easter. Well, have you had a great week? I know that you have because of all of those wonderful emails that I have been receiving from you. Well, I've had an eventful week. This week I had to go to the doctor, and all is well. I am healthy, wealthy, and fine. And you know, when you get a little sick, that's when you really appreciate and become really grateful for your health. So it's just been a wonderful week for me this week. Well, today is Ask Constance Day. That means I want you to call in with your most burning questions for me. If you are feeling stuck, if you need help in a particular area, if you need help with identification of some strategies to move you forward, then I am available for you today. As most of you know, I am a licensed professional counselor for over 25 years. I've been in practice for many, many years, and I am a certified coach. So I am here for you tonight. But before we get started, I want to share with you who some of my upcoming guests will be. Next week, I have Bernie Dorman. Bernie is the coach to the coaches. He is a multi-millionaire. He is a business guru who coaches the likes of Tony Robbins. He's their coach, Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, and Lisa Nichols. He will be sharing about CEO space, the best-kept secret in the business world. Also coming up this month is Marie Diamond. You remember Marie, don't you, who was featured in the movie The Secret. And she will be sharing with us all the way from France. So I want you to continue to stay tuned so that your life can be radically changed and enriched. Well, as I said earlier, I want you to call me and ask me your questions. The call-in number in about 5 minutes is 347-326-9837. That's 347-326-9837. But before I take your calls, I want to share a little bit about my own story with you. Many of you don't know my story, and I just want to share a little bit with you. Most people look at me now and they often ask me, how did I become so successful and how am I able to manifest and live the life of my dreams? But they really didn't see my early struggles, challenges, and defeats. I was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the only girl to my parents. I'm the oldest. Of course, I was loved and adored by my parents, and they really did the best that they could, as all of our parents have done. I was told that education was the key, so I knew that I would be going to college. So I went to college, obtained a BA degree in business, and at 24, I had a master's degree in counseling. I was a model and was very much into how I looked and how thin I was. I was very focused on the outside and pleasing people. Can anybody relate? I married a man who was 20 years older than me. What was I looking for? A father, a daddy. He was wealthy, brilliant, and exposed, and he taught me about the finer things in life. But he also became a father to me, a classic sign of seeking acceptance. But in my 20s, I began to notice certain patterns in my life. Feeling insecure, not feeling good enough or adequate. I was very clingy in relationships, very relationship dependent, people pleasing, desperately needing affirmations, and many, many failures in my private counseling practice. I just could not get that practice off of the ground. I did not know how to value, acknowledge, or appreciate myself. I was performance-based, and that meant that I was a perfectionist, and I was sort of driven to perform. So after a decade of just struggling, a very, very traumatic divorce, being overweight or what I consider to be overweight, and not having the money that I desired, I really just cried out to God and gave my life to Him and began a very deep, intense relationship with God. And at that time, my image of God was very punitive. I felt like I had to please God and I had to perform and that He was just looking down just to zap me for any little thing that I did incorrectly. But a breakthrough came to me in my life when I sought out counseling and going to support groups to help me deal with the root of my own issues and to help me identify my limiting beliefs. Because I was really sick and tired of being sick and tired. I really wanted to progress. And what was happening to me was that I was getting the same results year after year. But after I went through counseling and attending those support groups, that is when my life changed. When I dealt with my stuff, miracles began to happen in my life. And that's the short version of how I got here today. And so those support groups and that counseling really helped me to take a look at the limiting beliefs that had been holding me back all of those years. And so today, just before I take your calls, I just want to talk to you just a little bit about limiting beliefs and kind of what they are. And I really believe that that is the number one reason that people are really not being successful. Well, as more people learn about the law of attraction and they intend to use it in their lives, they often become discouraged because they are not getting what they think they want. And I think the problem often lies in a discrepancy in what people think or say they want and what they really believe in their subconscious mind or spirit. And as a law of attraction and success coach, I hear it all the time. Constance, what's wrong? I'm reading the books. I've read Jerry and Esther Hicks. I've been to the conferences, but nothing is changing. And, the law of attraction states that people get what they want, but I feel it is more accurate to say that what people get is a reflection of the beliefs held by their subconscious minds, or another way to put it is that people get what they vibrate. And so if you've been really having any problems or issues and you want to discuss it with me today about your limiting beliefs, please feel free to call in at 347-326-9837. And I see that we have a caller with the last four numbers of 9220.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How can I help you?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you I really love you and I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you. And where are you where are you calling from, Sheila?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Okay.
And I kind of would like to do what you're doing. I'd like to be like a love attraction life coach. And I was just wondering, I only have a high school diploma. Is it feasible to do something like that, or would I have to go farther with my education to do that?
Well, Sheila, there are a lot of people who are currently getting into what we call life coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I think that if you really study intensely, if you really educate yourself, and certainly you might want to go back to college to get some refresher courses in just interpersonal skills with people, how to communicate with people, then certainly that you could help people. I always say that whatever your mess has been many times becomes your mission. So, Sheila, in your own life, what has been the main area that you have struggled with?
This is going to sound funny because this, you know, I'm saying I want to be a life coach, but probably the confidence part, that, you know, wondering if I'm, you know, smart enough to do that, you know, to do that kind of work, but I really have this passion to do it.
Well, I certainly understand that because in my earlier years of counseling, Sheila, I had no confidence. I was so nervous. Before the client came into the office, I think I was a little bit more nervous than they are. So I would say to you that you would really need to identify the limiting belief that you are not smart enough, that you aren't good enough, that you could never do that, because to be very honest with you, you would not be successful if you do not deal with your limiting beliefs. Many
right.
people try to do big and awesome and great things before they actually go in their spirit and go in their subconscious and take a look at what do I truly believe. So I would say that you really need to deal with your own issues, your own stuff, and then begin to develop a practice. What are you currently doing?
Actually, I'm not employed right now. I'm just home. I'm married.
Okay.
And my husband supports me.
Okay. Well, let me give you some help. Number one, I want you to call me for a complimentary coaching session. You can email me with your phone numbers. I'm going to give you a 30-minute complimentary coaching session, and I'll be able to help you a little bit more via the phone.
Oh,
yes, and secondly, I would just like to say to you, begin where you are. Maybe you are at home, but maybe if your passion is helping children, you can begin to go to the schools and coach little girls. Or if your passion is helping women, you can maybe go to some shelters or to some other agencies who might need volunteers to really help them. So what I did in my own life was that for 10 years, Sheila, I volunteered. I just wanted to help people. And it was after serving, even though I was a licensed professional counselor at the age of 24, for 10 years, I just served people, and that's when the money came to me. So those would be two suggestions that I would make for you. I would read a lot. Maybe three, I would read intensely. I would really really identify my limiting beliefs so that when you do get started that you will not sabotage yourself. And then I would really just begin to serve where I could find a place where there was a need.
Do you have any suggestions on what books I should read?
I would read books on the law of attraction. I would read books on life coaching. You could go online and just start reading books. But most importantly, I would begin to read books about myself, Codependent No More, because you really need to be whole yourself before you can effectively touch people. As I shared in my story previously, that in my own life, it was only when I became whole myself that I was really able to effectively reach out and touch other people.
Okay.
And so people are attracted to wholeness. They are attracted to people who really have taken the time to take a look at themselves and really begin to just deal with their own inner issues. So that's what I would suggest for you, Sheila. Just email me, and I'll give you a complimentary coaching session.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
do
for
you
listening.
Do you have any positive affirmations that I could do? Or?
Well, as a matter of fact, I would suggest that you go online, and I have some $1.99 success affirmations, self-love affirmations, and a prosperity affirmation that you could download that would really help you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Sheila, have a great Easter.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's a great example of really having to deal with your own issues and really identifying your own limiting belief. Let's take this next call at 8991. Hello, caller.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Okay, great, Constance. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes, I love your show. And matter of fact, it was passed on to me via Facebook, and I passed it on to my other friends. So you have a whole slew of fans.
But thank you. And your name is?
My name is Rabina.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yeah, well, I was calling about the question that I had is that, you know, sometimes I just feel, not sometimes, I feel this majority of the time, and I guess you could say it's a belief, but, you know, I've done all this work around relationships and, you know, and I do a lot of transformational things, and I wonder, well, why can't I? Like, what's wrong with me? You know, kind of seem to, you know, break through, you know, like bringing in relationship, and I feel like I've just now shut myself down and just kind of got busy with school. I'm working on my PhD, and so just got busy with school and I'm not, you know, getting myself involved in other things. And so I just kind of feel, you know, disempowered sometimes, and I feel like, oh, my God, it's never going to happen. And I say, like, I would make such a, you know, a great partner, a great wife, and I've had that experience before, and I just, you know, like, I really want that, and I feel like I want it so bad, I'm not getting it.
Well, want and desire, want is just a very strong word. Is your name Ravinia?
Mm-hmm, Rabina.
Ravina is such a strong word, and I know that the number one question that I get is love. I hear a lot of fear in your voice. I hear a lot of desperation in your voice, and let me just share with you just a couple of things, and I'm also going to suggest that you call me for a complimentary coaching session. Would love to share that with you. As far as attracting love in your life, I mean, as a woman, we were all created for love. I certainly understand how you feel. But this is what I am telling men and women. The first thing that you have to do is love and care for yourself in an unconditional, nurturing way and fall madly in love with yourself. Have you done that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely in that process of, you know, taking care of myself and, you know, loving myself, yes.
Okay, and I think that the thing that I hear with you is that you have to deal with your limiting belief about being worthy to receive love, because I hear you say, I've had it before, and I would really make a great partner, but what do you truly believe about relationships?
You can have it, everybody else can have it but me.
Okay, and so that's what you've been attracting back into your life, that there's something in you that says that you're not worthy to receive love until you change that belief, your vibration is not matching what you say you want. Do you understand that? And so it's like you're saying you want love, but then on the inside you said, man, I know that's true, but I look around, all of my friends are getting married, I'm getting older, I almost have a PhD, how am I going to ever find a good man? A good man is hard to find. And so if truly, though, that is what you truly believe, that is a limiting belief, and until what you truly believe matches what you're saying with your mouth, nothing will happen for you.
Yeah, and how do I, like, I mean, I feel like, well, maybe it's just part of, like, the persona, like, because I would say it, that I would say that, and if you hung around with me, you'd be like, oh, yeah, Rabina believes that, but I guess still, like, it may be a facade that I'm putting up.
Be a facade, because the law of attraction is an exact match, because whatever you truly believe is what's reflecting in your life. Whatever you truly believe, because the law of attraction is an exact mathematical match. And I can really relate to you, because for many years I said with my mouth, I would be a great partner. I'm so beautiful. I'm so smart. But deep down in the core of my spirit, I did not know it. There lingered this little belief of you are not good enough. Who you are is not enough. And those are the two beliefs that I really think are so subtle that we really are unaware of their existence. And nothing happened in my life. I prayed. I fasted. I was very involved in helping people and changing other people's lives. But it was only when I went to counseling myself, and I'm a therapist for 25 years, that was revealed to me. And when I really took a hard look at that belief in my life, then things changed for me. So if it's not happening, and this is not to judge you, I would say that you really need to take a real hard look at what do you truly believe about yourself. And in my own life, I was looking good on the outside, but on the inside, I was a mess. My words did not match up with what I truly believed. And remember, what you truly believe is showing up in your life. It's a law.
So I can look around and then what I have is what I've actually am attracting and what I'm saying, what I feel like I'm worthy of.
Right, absolutely, because it's kind of like I'm going to talk about later, your reticular activating system, and basically it acts as a filter, and it only brings into your life what you really believe about yourself, how you see yourself, and how you envision yourself. And I know so many smart, educated, got it going on, women who are climbing the corporate ladder, but on the inside there's a feeling of inadequacy and not good enough. They feel that love has to be earned, and it's not based on who they are, but it's based on what they do and what they look like.
Yeah.
And just from your words, I hear fear. How old are you?
I'm 43.
Okay. Have you been married before?
No.
Okay.
I've never had the want to be married until now.
Okay. And so I would say to you, call me for a complimentary coaching session. I would be glad to help you. Spend an hour with you and just kind of share with you some strategies that can really move you from where you are. And I tell single people that you need to be happy right now being single. And don't look outside of yourself because it's an inside job. Have you ever heard people say, you know, I wasn't even looking for a relationship and it just came to me? Why did that happen? Because that person at that time had made a decision. You know what? I'm going to live my life. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to love others. I'm going to vibrate love. And then automatically love is attracted into your life.
Yeah.
And so I think that when you are loving yourself at a deep level, that you're actually putting yourself in a certain vibration and you attract love to you.
Okay.
And Marcy Shimoff was on my show last week, and she said three great things. And she talked about intention, attention, and no tension. Intention is having it written down. Attention is to give your attention to it. But no tension means that once you've truly done that, that you leave it to God of the universe to miraculously orchestrate the coming together of the two of you.
That's beautiful, yeah.
How much time do you, and I ask people, how much time do you spend on a daily basis actually getting to that place of writing down exactly what you want in a relationship, spending time seeing yourself with it even before you have it, thanking God for your relationship before you get it, you actually preparing for it, you are savoring your waiting time, and you are expecting it at any moment. Are you doing that?
Not on a daily basis. Maybe you know, 2 to 5 minutes before I go to bed, I might, you know, like visualize or might, you know, like have the experience, but not other than that.
Let me just say something to you, and I tell people you have to spend time with truth, and so 3 to 5 minutes is really great. But my question to you would be, what are your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions about not having a relationship the other 23 hours during the day.
And so
if it is, my goodness, what's taking so long, oh, my God, it's another Friday night, or I just can't stand being alone by myself, or do I have to go to another wedding? If that is what you are primarily vibrating, then that is what you're getting in your life. And one of the main things that I see with people is they are not spending enough time with truth, getting to know truth, getting to understand it so that it can manifest in their lives. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I guess like that's where I get confused is like it says, but don't put a lot of attention on it. So I'm not sure how much attention, what that means.
Well, your attention should be one of, when they say that, they mean don't put a lot of attention on how it's going to come to pass. But your attention should be one of having it now, going out and even purchasing a card now that you would give to your mate when he comes into your life, getting your home ready for your mate, getting your body ready for your mate, getting your thinking ready around that, because it takes a paradigm shift and a change of thinking in order to have somebody else come into your life. Are you ready to merge with another person? Are you still thinking like a single person?
Uh-huh.
Those would be some things that I would say to you.
Okay,
because if it's not happening, then you might be stuck in a limiting belief. And I would say 99.999% of the time, it's always a limiting belief.
Okay. And I trust you on that one. Let me just so I should have my intention, and I should be thinking about my intention and working on my intention and then putting attention on it, and then but the no tension is not trying to figure out how it's going to happen, just putting it
right
in the box.
And so do you have a list of specifically what you want in a relationship?
I think I do, yeah.
Okay, that's either a yes or a no answer.
I think I have no.
Okay, so if you don't have that, then the universe may see that as not really being clear about what you want. So it should be as detailed as possible. It should be very clear about what you want. And this is what I tell people. Write down what you don't want in a relationship. I don't want anybody who smokes. I don't want anyone who has 10 children. I don't want anyone who's spiritual. And then you will be able to decide what you do want. Finding out what you don't want makes clarity come to you more intensely and more clearly. And then once you are clear about what you want, then things will begin to happen for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And I'll shoot you an email and set up a time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's just a prime example of really, the law of attraction, which says that like attracts like, and that whatever you think about, you bring into your life. And it's so interesting. I tell people all the time that things just don't happen, that you need to begin to spend time with truth. And once you activate a vibration within you, the law of attraction begins to respond to that vibration. And you're sort of off and running, whether it's something wanted or unwanted. So that means if you don't want to be single, you need to keep your mind, your thinking, your feeling, and your talking about, I have met the man of my dreams, or I have met the woman of my dreams, and it will show up in your life. And within the seed of your desire is everything necessary for it to blossom to fulfillment. And the law of attraction is the engine that does the work. And just like I shared with our last caller, we just need to relax and allow God or the law of attraction to do the organization, the management, and you can just sit back and watch the miraculous power of God come into your life. So if you're just joining me, I'm talking about how to begin to identify limiting beliefs. My calling number is 347-326-9837, and I have lots of callers, and I'm so excited, okay? Let's see who this caller is. Caller with the last four numbers of 8220.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, how are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. Happy Easter to you.
Good, I'm doing great. How can I help you? Your name is?
Ulysses Foreman.
Ulysses, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Merrillville, Indiana, just outside of Chicago.
Okay, I love Chicago. And how can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm in my mid-40s, mm-hmm. and something interesting has happened. As I get older, I see the think that women are more, how shall I say this, for lack of a better term, interested than they were before. Now, is it that because women are getting more desperate as they get older? And I hate to use the word desperate, but for lack of a better. But are they getting more desperate as they get older because they can't find a good man? Or is it that, what's going on? What should I be looking at this point in my life?
Well, I guess my question to you would be, what do you want in a relationship? Do you want to be married? Do you want to be in a committed relationship? Because it really doesn't matter what the women are doing. What matters is, what are you attracting into your life?
Well, that's it, Doctor. All of a sudden, I'm attracting everything. It's kind of interesting because my best friend and I were talking about this just the other day. It seems like the older we get, the more women that didn't like us when we were younger are really liking us now.
Well, what do you want? Do you want to be married?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I'm divorced now, with 3 children, and I do want to get married again. My youngest son is graduating from high school this year, and I'm looking forward to starting a new relationship before the end of the year.
I would say to you, and so do you have a burning desire for marriage? Does getting married, does that mean 5 years from now, or does that mean I want to be married this year?
Well, let me tell you, like, I told my mother at the beginning of the year that by the end of 2010, I would know who I'm going to marry.
Okay.
Or he'll be married to them, one or the
okay.
other.
All right. So you're ready to be married. And this is what I'm going to tell you, like I told our last caller. You said you have so many women coming to you, you don't know whether or not they're desperate or what. But when you know what you want, you can weed out those who are desperate. I would say to you, do you know exactly what you want in a relationship with a woman?
Well, the thing is, I have 2 wonderful women in my life right now. I mean, absolutely wonderful. I couldn't ask for 2 better women. And my dilemmas come down to, well, which one should I choose? I don't want to hurt you. They both know about each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Because I've been very honest and upfront about it, because I don't want to use anybody.
The thing is,
between the 2 of them, I don't know which one I really, really want.
Well, I will tell you this. If you are very clear about what you want, and if you have it written down, and if you are a man of the Spirit, you spend time meditating and praying and with God, it will be revealed to you which one you should choose. I think that you will be drawn to this person. I think that this person would compliment you and you would compliment them, and it would just feel like an old, comfortable shoe.
That's why I asked you,
and I know both of them are really great, but there has to be something outstanding or more attractive that draws you than the other one does. And I always tell people that next to my relationship with God, the person who you marry is the most crucial decision that you should make. I tell people that many times they might need to spend time in prayer, meditation, and fasting, and the answer will come to you. Have you done that?
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
And so I think that you see it, but you just need to open your eyes. And when you talked about you didn't want to hurt anybody, I always tell people that you cannot be responsible for how anyone else responds to what you share with them. As long as you've been honest and upfront with the ladies, then they will have to take responsibility for their own feelings.
Well, I think that's easier said than done in a way.
Oh, absolutely,
though.
Absolutely. Especially if you are a very caring person. So I would say decide what you want, and it sounds like that you do have a burning desire for marriage and that you want to do it before the end of the year. And just believe that the universe will begin to show you in no uncertain terms who you should be with.
Well, I hope that you're right, because I saw Why Did I Get Married 2 last night. It changed my perspective on a lot of things all of a sudden.
Right, because marriage is a lot of work. It is a commitment, And if all of my listeners, if you're listening, if I could tell you anything that you need to deal with your own issues, your own stuff before you come together with another person. That person cannot meet all your needs. They cannot make you totally happy. I often tell my clients, you need to already be happy, and that person just brings you more of who you are, and that's more happiness. So that's what I would say to you.
Well, okay, I'll try. And I guess I'll call you back on this.
Okay, listen, because if you try, that means that you won't do it. You need to do it. Trying means that I may or may not do it. But when you say, I'm going to do this, I will get the answer. I will receive the wisdom from God of the universe. Then that will happen for you.
I will take that instruction.
Okay.
I definitely will.
Thank you for calling. Keep listening.
It was my pleasure.
Okay.
I certainly will. Bye now.
Well, it seems like relationships is really the story of the night. How interesting. I have a caller, a 1174. Let's see what this caller is talking about. Hello, caller. You're on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
And your name is?
Susan from Atlanta.
Susan from Atlanta, GA. How can I help you tonight, Susan?
Well, I've learned a lot from your show already, as I have in your previous shows, but I think the caller before last, the lady that was talking about, I think she was 43 years old and talking about a relationship, I think I have some of the same issues because I've been divorced for 18 years, and I have a desire to get married, not a burning desire like the last guy,
mm-hmm.
but I have a desire to find the love of my life at some point. And I just haven't attracted that person. So I wanted some suggestions.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I have, maybe I have limiting beliefs about who I should be, what I should be before I find my mate. Over the past 10 years, I've had weight issues.
Okay.
And I have spoken over myself for those 10 years that once I lose the weight, I'll find the man of my dreams.
Okay, and so your belief is that who you are with your weight right now is not enough, or it's not good enough, that you would be more attractive, that you would be more loving if you were smaller or if you lost weight.
That's true to a certain extent, but I'm not. It's more about me being happy. I'm very unhappy with the extra weight on. It's uncomfortable to me, and I was thin before, and I know how much better I felt physically. I was able to do so much more. So I do love myself, and I think I'm a beautiful woman, but I don't like the weight right now. So
I understand, because self-image and self-concept is very, very important, especially for a woman. We want to feel beautiful. We want to feel attractive. And when we are healthy and we are vibrant and when we are thinner, I mean, in the U.S. especially, we really feel great about ourselves. And like I shared with our last caller, the first thing you need to do is begin to love and care for yourself in a very loving, unconditional, and nurturing way and fall madly in love with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing that on some level?
I am.
What are you doing?
I'm taking care of myself, but I'm actually currently on a juice fast.
Okay.
And I'm doing that for a lot of different reasons, spiritual reasons and health reasons. And I'm going to a chiropractor. It's something I've wanted to do for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working with a healer who is a massage therapist, and she does raindrop treatment with essential oils. And she's made a huge difference in my life, so I'm really pampering myself, and I have done that throughout the years, but never on a consistent basis.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm at a point right now where I will continue to do those things, and then periodically I'll get a facial or do something like that that is self-pampering.
Well, you know, those are great things. What are your limiting beliefs about being worthy to receive love? What would you say they are? Do you believe that love has to be earned? Do you think that who you are is enough? Do you feel that you're good enough? What are your beliefs about receiving love or receiving that special person into your life?
Well, I think I'm worthy of love. I think I may have some childhood issues about not feeling loved by my parents and my father deserting me through death at such a young, tender age. And sometimes I think I don't know how to receive love.
Okay. And, you know, that's just a great point. What's your name again?
Susan.
Susan, that's a great point. And I share with people, whatever has happened to you in your childhood has formed your beliefs. Our beliefs are formed in our lives, Susan, by the time we are 5 or 6. They're called core belief systems. So whatever experiences you had as a little girl, whatever words were spoken over you, those are the kinds of things that form what we truly believe about ourselves. And I believe that one of the main reasons that people are getting divorced at such a phenomenal rate is because of those unidentified, unresolved childhood issues that they're taking into their adult lives, which we're talking about now with you. Can you understand that?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. My question to you is, how do I deal with those issues?
I've done
things throughout the years, but I'm not sure how to learn how to receive love, especially from a man, since I never really had a man in my life, a father figure or anything.
I understand that. You know, start loving yourself. Be happy right now being single, not looking outside of yourself, because it is an inside job. Sounds like that you're already doing that. I would say get any kind of counseling or coaching that you need in order to identify and change those limiting beliefs about not being worthy, not feeling worthy, et cetera, about dealing with the abandonment of your father leaving you because, excuse me, I was coaching Bernice King, and she knows this, who is Martin Luther King's daughter, and she has allowed me to say this, but when her father left her through death and he was gone all of the time, she had to really deal with abandonment issues. And, of course, she didn't know that until she was in her 20s or 30s. And so I would say to you, go to counseling, go to a coach, and really identify those things so that you can heal yourself emotionally, so that when that relationship does come into your life, that you'll be ready to receive him.
Okay.
And really pray. And that I think that coaching and counseling are just really the key here. And that's why I shared my story at the beginning. Had I not gotten the coaching and counseling, especially the counseling that I needed to really identify my unresolved issues and my unresolved stuff, I would not be where I am today. And I tell people, either you pay now or you pay later. You pay with your attention, you pay with your investment, you pay with spending time, and you sound like you're a woman who's very open to those kinds of things. So that's what I would say. I would suggest to you really go and get some coaching or some counseling. Let that person help you identify those areas and put that behind you in your past, the whole abandonment issue, and then I think that you will be able to embrace love. And even though you've never had a father figure there or a man to really love you, it's so natural for a woman to receive love. It's innate in all of us. God put it in us, Susan, and I believe that when that right man comes along, that it would be as natural for you as breathing.
That sounds awesome. So you think counseling is the key? Absolutely.
But you got to find a good counselor like me. I'm just saying you have to find a good counselor that can really get down and deal with your core issues, your core deeply rooted stuff that's nasty and dirty and put you on the operating table and then come out of there just living life to the fullest. I don't know of anybody who's been successful who has not gone through that. So that's what I would suggest to you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Keep listening.
Very enlightening. I will. Thank you a lot.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Well, if you're just listening in, this is Ask Constance. The number is 347-326-9837, and I am answering your questions tonight. And, boy, have we had some interesting questions. Most of them have been about relationships. Caller with the last four numbers, 8220. Hello?
Hello?
Can I help you?
This is Ulysses again. I guess
I was still listening in.
Okay. Well, Ulysses, that's good that you were listening in. Thank you. Well, it's so interesting that all of the questions have been about relationships because, you know, that's just as important as the air that we breathe. And I just want to share this little story about what a limiting belief is. I think I shared it sometime last week that there was a guy by the name of Roger Bannister, and in 1954, the sporting world did not believe that a human being could run a mile under 4 minutes, and such a feat was deemed impossible and beyond human endurance. But on May the 6th, 1954, an English athlete, Roger Bannister, became the first person to break the 4 minute mile barrier, and it has been seen as an astounding achievement in the face of a strongly belief that was held. And what happened was that the other runners, as I said at the beginning of the show, began to break that 4 minute mile. Why was that? Because they had really identified the limiting belief, and then what had they done? They had broken that belief. And so some examples of limiting beliefs might be, you got to work hard for money, I'm too old to get married, how can I ever find a great job in this economy? And so those are limiting beliefs that you repeat over again and again and again. And what happens is, remember that the law of attraction says that whatever you keep your mind on is what you attract into your life. And so when you are truly vibrating, when you are truly coming from a place of wholeness, and I'm just going to stay on relationships, you will begin to attract that love into your life. And I'm telling people to really just begin to, since we're talking about relationships, just begin to love yourself very deeply and realize that God certainly understands that you were created for love because relationships were really God's idea. So God is not trying to keep anything from you. He's not trying to hold anything from you when, in fact, he really wants you to really live life to the fullest. And people always ask me, well, what kind of action should I take if I'm looking for a relationship? And I remember I was reading a book just this week, and the lady was talking about how she lived in a subdivision, and she worked at home, and she was saying, God, how will I ever meet someone? The only person I know is the person of the FedEx guy and my mailman. And so she worked from home, and she lived in a very small neighborhood. And what happened was one day she was walking her dog, and another man was walking his dog, and the dog got loose, and they met, and she didn't think anything about it. She just says, wow, he sure is a great-looking guy. And about 10 days later, he knocked on her door, and he said that his dog sitter had gotten sick and wanted to know if she would keep his dog for him while he was traveling. Well, you know what happened, don't you? They got together, and they got married. And so for all of you all who are looking for a relationship, remember that God is the great orchestrator. And so when it comes time to take action, this is what I tell people. Any and all desires can be fulfilled unless you're holding yourself out of alignment, and that includes a relationship with your own desire. The feeling of competition or shortage, there's not enough men or women, or limitation of resources means that you are out of alignment with your own desire because there is an abundance. So the first thing that I want you to do is, before you take any action, align yourself with God and his principles. Know, as I said earlier, that God desires good for you. And it's God's will that your life move upward. He wants you to have love in your life. Then spend some quiet time with God and truth. And I will say, this is the area where I feel that people are really sort of missing it because it takes time. It takes investment with truth for manifestation to really come into your life. Spend every day understanding the laws of attraction and other universal laws. And then just begin to meditate. Meditate on the goodness of God, the bigness of God, the wonder of God, the power of God. For example, if you are believing for wealth and abundance to manifest in your life, take a look at a beautiful sunset. Look at the beautiful green blue oceans. Look at how magnificent and colorful the flowers are. I'm looking outside of my window right now, and the flowers are just beautiful. Just take the time to know. And then once you come out of that place of knowing, then begin to take inspired action. What does that mean? That means that something on the inside of your heart would just say, do this or call this person. And, you know, you just feel led to do that. I had a client, and he had been downsized, and he had been on his job for 20 years. And, of course, you know, that meant his life had radically changed, his routine, his coworkers, his position of authority, and, of course, his income. He was devastated. He was depressed. And when he came to me for coaching, he was even wondering, should I be spending this money on coaching? And I told him, certainly, the decision is yours. But I said to him, you've been a manager for 20 years. How powerful is collaboration? How powerful is partnering? And he agreed, and he came to me for coaching. So I'm still talking about inspired action. He was so overwhelmed. He said, Constance, I just can't send out all of those resumes. So what I told him to do was take 1 hour, I call it the hour of power, and be still and know. Know what? Know that God is with you. Know what? Know that some major company is looking for you. Know what? Know that whatever you are looking for is looking for you. Know what? Know that this or something better will manifest in your life. To make a long story short, meditation always puts you in a place of rest. I came up with some easy strategies for him. He began to implement it, and from that place of alignment, he was able to take inspired action, not running all over the place, and he had just found the perfect job. It was higher and better than his last job. He made more money. He was able to stay at home with his wife and children. So the lesson is this, that if you want something, if you want a good relationship, first, align yourself with God, and then just begin to take small, inspired action. Smile, be friendly, and just begin to open up yourself to people. Okay? I see that I have another caller here. I have about 8 minutes. Thank you so much, caller. Can I help you with the last numbers, 9071?
Yeah, that's me. Hi. I was just wanted to pitch a changing of perceptions about your show's about relationships and monster short. We're all connected. That's why the power of attraction works.
Okay, can you talk up a little louder? My show today is about limiting beliefs, but most of my callers have been talking about relationships.
Okay. And yeah, that works as well. Limiting beliefs. One of the beliefs is that we have to get injured when we're injured. But I just wanted to let your listeners know about the Fireburn Doctor, which is a free service that's now being offered worldwide. And when people get burned, they call the phone number 818-332-6445. 818-332-6445.
Okay, so what is this? Is this an advertisement, or are you asking a question?
It's a public service announcement.
Okay, and what is the announcement?
For people to go to Fireburn Doctor, spelled out, fireburndoctor.com,
okay, this line, sir, is to, I'm not being rude, but this is to ask questions, not to advertise anything else.
Right. I understand, but this is also it's proof that things are different than people need to expect. And
okay.
when they see something happen that's supposed to be impossible, then they can be opened up to a whole lot of other possibilities. So when a burn disappears in front of their eyes, then something radically different is possible. And that's what this is about. If you go to that website, fireburndoctor.com, and you can see what people have already experienced and see what's possible.
Okay.
And
so your input about your input about limiting beliefs is?
Well, proof is in the pudding. So get the
okay.
proof. And that's what the Fireburn Doctor.
I think I'm going to just end that call because I'm really just opening to helping my listeners really do a paradigm shift in what they're thinking and what they're believing. And one thing that the last caller did say is that we are all one. And when you put out to the universe that you are, in fact, sending out love and that you're ready for a relationship, then that will come to you. I think last week when I was interviewing Marcy Shamoff, that I shared the story about me going to New Orleans when Katrina hit and how God really spoke to me and said that love, when I was there, I was looking at all the debris, and he said to me, just like these winds came and rearranged the landscaping of this particular city, that your love can begin to dramatically and drastically change your own life, but also begin to change the lives of others. And so for all of my listeners who really called in about relationships tonight, I just want to say to you that God is the author of relationships and that he certainly understands where you are. And I always say that whatever you're looking for is looking for you. And one practice that I really share with some of my clients is that we're all one. And so when you send out to the universe what you want, then that particular person who is a match for you will begin to come to you. And I have my clients to really begin to pray prior to actually meeting their soulmate, to begin to pray for their husband or wife and say, God, I pray for this person, I pray for this woman, I pray for this man, I pray that you would teach me how to love him or her, teach me how to respect her, teach me how to honor him or her. And so begin praying before your soulmate, actually before that person comes into your life. Secondly, begin to be grateful for what you have in your life now and begin to give gratitude to God of the universe before that person actually manifests in your life. And when you do that, you are actually showing to the universe and to God that you are in faith and that you truly believe him. And so those are just some items that I want to share with you tonight about some things that you can really begin to do. We only have about 3 minutes left. It's been such a great evening, and I just really love talking with all my listeners all over the world. And I want to share with you about my website. I want you to go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com and really take advantage of the great products that I have designed, especially with you in mind. I have great coaching packages. I have a 12-month coaching package, which is the number one package that most people purchase. I have a business and executive coaching for many years. I coach entrepreneurs on how to make $100,000 a year. You can download my book, Secrets of Success, 20 years of expertise in human development. If you can't afford coaching, you can download it. My great CD that was recorded live in Atlanta, Georgia, where I shared principles and strategies that will help you to create major breakthroughs in your life, living the life of your dreams. And then I have prosperity affirmations. I listen to them every night myself. They're only $1.99. I have one on self-love. I'm going to encourage all of you to get the self-love one, especially those who are really ready for a relationship and success. I have motivational ringtones for you. And basically, God told me to design really first-class, affordable products that would take you from where you are to where you want to be. Because if you want something different this year, remember that you've got to do something different. Well, this evening went by so fast, and I just want to thank you again for joining me. This is Constance Arnold out of Atlanta, Georgia, thanking you once again for joining me. And be sure to tune in every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for all of my great listeners on the West Coast. And if you're still interested in going on the Law of Attraction Cruise, please go to loaradionetwork.com and click on the link that says Cruise. I would love to see you there. I would love to autograph my book. Would love to spend an evening with you. Well, this is Constance Arnold once again thanking you for joining me and to say to you that whatever you think, whatever you believe, truly God will begin to manifest miracles in your life. Thank you so much. Have a blessed week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest.
We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.